Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I had the most interesting short discussion with a lady the other day. It was while we were looking at the Christmas decorations in the craft store. Suddenly she said, "It's so ridiculous. Here it is, Halloween is barely over, and now they have Christmas decorations everywhere." Well, I chuckled while lifting up a lovely Christmas swag that also had lights on it. "Well," I said, "I really like Christmas and all of the preparations, so it's not too early for me." And then without thinking, I added, "In fact, I give myself the gift of listening to Christmas music in July." She looked at me aghast and said, "You're disgusting," as she walked away from this evil Christmas person. But you know, it did set me thinking. I know for all of us, this Christmas will be different than any we have ever experienced. And since it's almost a month before Christmas, I think I'll share some additional thoughts about being thankful to the Lord. It certainly is a good way to live any time of year, isn't it? Recently, I came across a wonderful scripture of thankfulness that King David wrote in Psalm 103. It says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does in me." You know, I believe like David, we need to thank the Lord for all he does in us. And the Apostle Paul said he was thankful for the changes that he knew were happening in him. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, he wrote, "And the Lord who is the Spirit makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image." Well, there's a song I want to share, and it says, "I'm thankful for the change Jesus made in me." Here's the group Legacy 5.
"I am thankful for the change Jesus made in me. I am thankful for the day Jesus set me free. I am thankful, so thankful, thankful for the change in me. I am thankful for the change Jesus made. And his mercy brought me through. I've got to tell the world of what my God can do. I am thankful for the change Jesus made in me. I am thankful for the day Jesus set me free. I am thankful, so thankful, thankful for the change in me. Thankful for the change Jesus made. Change, wait.
change for the victory. Oh, what a wonderful change.
Oh, yes, I'm thankful for the changes Jesus is making in me. And most of all, I'm thankful Jesus is in my heart, and I hope he's in yours too. And I'm thankful to spend this time with you, my dear listeners around the world. As I said earlier, I believe the words thank you are two of the finest words in any language. That's exactly what King David had on his mind when he wrote in another psalm, "Oh, that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." Well, there was a 12th century mystic named Meister Eckhart, and he wrote, "If the only prayer that you say in your whole life is thank you to God, that would suffice." Well, here in America, we're going through an arduous election time, and yet we have much to be thankful for. Sometimes we forget that when there's a new group of people in power in the government of some other countries, it's because of the murder of the old regime. And to people around the world watching our news, it's an amazing fact that we have four past presidents still alive. Well, I'm thankful we live in a free country where that is not only possible, but normal. Not only am I thankful for America, but I'm especially thankful that God cares about each one of us, no matter where we live in the world. And most of all, I'm thankful that he loves us. You know, the rest of the events of our lives, the difficulties, the disappointments, the heartaches, all pale by comparison to the wonderful fact that God loves and cares for us. As we move into December and the rush of the holidays, it seems like this might be a good time for some personal inventory in our lives. It's a good time to think of all that God is doing, the wonderful relationships we enjoy, even the not-so-good relationships we need to work on. And it's a good time to express to those friends and loved ones in our lives what they mean to us. You know, maybe you could even write a letter now that you are thankful they are in your life. Now, before the holiday rush, so they'll have time to read and appreciate your letter. And yes, it's a good time to be thankful that Jesus loves you. Well, there's a wonderful song that Bill Pierce sings. It's simply, "Thank You, Lord."
Thank you, Lord, for the trials that come my way. In that way I grow each day as I let you. And thank you, Lord, for the patience those trials bring. In that process of growing, I can learn to care. But it goes against the way I am, who put my human let the Spirit take control of all I do. 'Cause when those trials come, my human nature shouts the thing to do, and God's soft prompting. Life is so worthwhile.
yes, it will be wonderful to see the face of Jesus and say thank you to him. I'm Samantha Landy, and what a comfort to know that God loves us and will never leave us. And on this program, Psalms of Hope, I'm talking about being thankful. Thomas Wilder made an interesting comment. He said, "We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are thankful." And I would add, most of all, thankful for God in our lives. King David knew about being thankful, and he wrote about it many times, including in Psalm 100. He wrote, "Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Isn't it wonderful, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how difficult life becomes, no matter what the doctor's report is or how impossible relationships are, we can still be thankful to the Lord for his blessings to us. And in Psalm 146, David writes, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God." Oh, indeed, God is a good God, and like King David, we can be so grateful for God's mercy, grace, and truth, which endures to all generations. Yes, God's love, mercy, and grace, and truth that King David wrote about has continued down these 4,000 years to each one of us living here and now. Paul wrote in his letter to the Colossians in 4, verse 2, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." Yes, that's pretty good directions for us too. What a blessing to know that no matter what we're experiencing, no matter where we live, we can depend on God's amazing love for us. Let the words of this next song penetrate the deepest hurts in your heart. Here's my friend Cheryl Salem singing for you, "Amazing Love."
Amazing love, how Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
Yes, how thankful we can be that no matter where we are in life, we can be thankful for God's amazing love for us. You know, one of the things I've been thankful for is the nudging from God when He speaks to me about taking a rest, finding a place to sit with Him and talk to Him and even read whole books in the Bible. I'm thinking, do you have a favorite room in your house or even a chair where you can just rest and read the Bible, be quiet, be restored? A sanctuary of sorts where you can go to reflect? A place where you don't have any distractions? A friend of mine in Park City, Utah, was looking at a house to possibly buy. It had been built with a secret room, accessible only through the master bedroom and up a winding little staircase to a turret. It had windows all around it. The previous owner had left a large, comfy, well-worn stuffed chair beside a small table and lamp, and the only other piece of furniture was a small bookcase. Well, when we found the room, it obviously was used as a place to reflect, to read, to rest. Oh, what a treasure! And it made me want to buy the house just for the secret room. You know, some people have written about a special chair by a window or a cottage by the sea where they sit and watch the seagulls. And I have found while traveling in Jerusalem and surrounding towns that many of the homes have rooftop gardens. From our hotel, we could see families up on the roof enjoying the late afternoon sun with the cool breezes wafting over them. It reminds me of the prophet Elijah. One lady was so blessed by the ministry of Elijah to her and her husband that she built a little room, a place for him to be alone and rest, up on their rooftop. She understood that he was often weary from his travelers and needed a place alone to rest and be restored. What about you? Do you have a special place to rest, to be alone, to just think about God and His goodness to you? Well, maybe it's as simple as turning off the TV or the radio or the phone to create a place of solitude. And now there's a song that I love that reminds us what we can do when we are resting in God's presence. Here is the Mark Trammell Quartet singing, "Count Your Blessings."
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings. blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. All right, son, sing it.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done.
Blessings in our lives, we will be amazed and encouraged as we see all that God has done. I'm sure many of you have been in a situation and you didn't know how God could work anything out, but then He does, and what a blessing it is. Oh, it may not be the way you thought it might be or when you thought it might be, but indeed, God does make a way. In fact, in the Psalms, we are told what to do when we need God to make a way for us. In Psalm 50, verse 14, God is speaking. He says, "Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Oh, what a wonderful promise for us. And then further in the Psalms, it tells us what to do as we see God at work in our lives. Psalm 107, 21 and 22. "Let them praise the Lord for His great love and for the wonderful things He has done for them. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about His glorious acts." Oh, friend, as we go into the busy season of Christmas, my prayer is that you will find time in your day to take a few moments of rest with God. Time for you to talk to Him and time for you to listen as He talks to you through the Scriptures. I know when you do, you'll feel refreshed and indeed feel you've had a rest in His presence. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you'll write or email me. So until this time next week, rejoice and give thanksgiving that Jesus is our Lord. And my special greetings to Larry, Amy, Bertie, Shirley, Sheila, Gwen, Patrick, Bob, Deanne, Faye, all of you other friends who took a moment to write. It means so much to me. It helps me to know you're listening and helps keep me on your station. And if you can help support this program, I'd appreciate it so much. We're not sponsored by a church or some other big ministry. Just friends like you who listen. And in this time of uncertainty, if you enjoy Psalms of Hope, will you help me? Any size gift will be appreciated, and I will be so thankful. And to thank you, I'll send you a free book that I know will bless you. So do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God, even in the midst of a changing world.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.